Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Jason sent me a story he knew I'd be interested in. Thousands of Florida inmates defrauded an unemployment fund. But what makes it with a twist is they defrauded the California Coronavirus Unemployment Fund. So inmates in Florida are ripping off the system in California. And as I wrote back to Jason, I said, it seems unsporting. Shouldn't they be ripping off the state of Florida? But the Associated Press ran the story with more than $40 million in California funding intended to help people left jobless by the coronavirus. Much of it went to inmates in out-of-state jails and prisons, it was reported recently. The state has acknowledged that its employment development department was bilked out of hundreds of millions of dollars in unemployment funds that were set aside because of COVID. And the money went to fraudsters who made up names and so on, and just apparently it was relatively easy to do. A December analysis commissioned by the state's EDD, which is the Employment Development Department, found that the department approved more than 6,000 claims, totaling more than $42 million, involving people who probably were incarcerated out of state. Probably we're not quite sure. Could be. More likely than not were, but that would include at least 2,000 Florida County jail and state prison inmates. That included a man serving time for second-degree murder who received $10,000 in payments from California. That came out after the Los Angeles Times did a little digging. California, of course, is the nation's most populous state. They processed more than 16 million unemployment benefits claims since March, and that's all a byproduct of the pandemic. So the Employment Development Department has struggled to keep up with the demand, facing intense pressure to work through the backlog that at one time numbered more than 1.6 million claims. So again, we've talked about this, and a lot of people are filing claims, and you need to get these people their money. But you do wonder how you manage to send the money to somebody who's in a prison in Florida. It just seems to me that some of the basic checks here might not be getting done. It's the agency's haste to approve claims, coupled with expanded benefits that Congress approved with few safeguards, has made it much easier for criminals to game the system. Last month, Bank of America, which issues EDD benefit cards, told state lawmakers it had identified about 345,000 fraudulent claims worth about $2 billion, although that figure is expected to go higher. Now, I suspect that that's nationwide, but that's a lot of money. $2 billion in fraudulent claims. And getting back to Florida, it's $40 million that they know about fraudulent claims. A Sacramento-based company did an analysis, and they compared a database of inmates at more than 2,000 facilities across the country and cross-matched it against nearly 10 million people on the state's unemployment rolls. And so that analysis found that more than 20,000 claims appeared to have been paid to someone in jail or prison in California or other states. If all the claims were phony, which they could be, the payout would total around $96 million. And so the interesting thing is here, a company called Pondera Solutions just did a simple search. And in the old days, this kind of search would have been painstaking, as we say. It would have taken some time and manpower. And nowadays, of course, it appears that they have databases of this stuff. And I think databases are what computers use. So I think, and again, I'm not a computer expert. There's a few of them in my audience, so please chime in. But I'm thinking that you might be able to tell a computer, take this database and cross-match it with this database. Are there any correlations? Are any of the people collecting benefits in California in the database of people who are in prison in other states? Go. I think that that wouldn't have taken that much work. Again, I get corrected from time to time. People say, Steve, you don't know how computers work. And I admit, I'm not a computer genius. But it seems to me, if some company called Pondera Solutions can do this quite easily, other people could do it quite easily. Now, I stopped myself. I was about to say the state could do it quite easily. I don't know if the state can do anything quite easily these days, unfortunately. But I understand you want to get the money out, but you do also kind of want it to go to the right places, because number one, if you send it to the wrong places, that means that someone who needs it might not get it. But these are tax dollars being wasted, and those tax dollars come from me paying taxes. So I pay taxes, the government gets it, and they're going to spend it because they're wiser than I am. And if they misspend it, it's wasteful. And then what was I working for when I worked to earn the money that I paid in taxes? The state already has acknowledged that it has paid about $400 million in the names of 21,000 California prison inmates, including many on death row. So they figured that out after the fact. Makes you wonder why they didn't figure it out before the fact. The database used in the new analysis covered only 33 of California's 58 county jails and also did not include all states because they lacked information from Pennsylvania, Montana, North Dakota, among others. And the analysis outraged some state lawmakers, as you might imagine. Absurd fraud policies have made California's EDD a target for prisoners nationwide. What a shameful waste of tax dollars, an assemblywoman from Laguna Beach said. She is the chair of the Assembly Committee on Accountability and Administrative Review. Last month, the governor appointed Rita Sens to oversee the EDD, replacing Sharon Hilliard, who retired. In that announcement, the governor said he was confident that Sens could stop fraud in the system. He was confident she could stop fraud. Of course, once again, we're bringing in an architect and a home builder to work on the door of the barn that was left open 3 days ago, and the horses are long gone. But we brought in some people who are going to fix that door, and then they're going to close that door. On Sunday, the department announced it was halting payments on some approved claims until they could be verified. The department hasn't said how many claims are suspended, but I also know that I saw headlines saying that people who actually were entitled to benefits had gotten told that we're now investigating your claim, so we're going to hold on to your money. And typical, so they give the money to people who don't need it and are frauds, and then they hold it up from the people who are legitimate. And some of this stuff, I know these are unprecedented times in which we live, a famous man once said. But this is the kind of thing that when somebody points out how easy it was to figure out, makes you wonder why the people in positions of power aren't using even the most basic ideas of how to double check this kind of fraud. Now, they might have thought, what are the odds that somebody in a Florida prison is really going to apply for unemployment in California? Is that really going to happen? Well, if you're sitting in a prison in Florida, now, I've never actually been in a prison in Florida, and I don't know how accurate the depictions of prisons are in the movies, but I believe if you're sitting in prison, you got a lot of time on your hands. And with a lot of time on your hands, you know, they say, idle hands, devil's workshop. You're reading the news, you're surfing the internet because somehow you got internet in there. And you realize, hey, I bet I could apply for unemployment in California. You try it. It works. Tell all your buddies. Hey, guys. Tonight's cell block meeting, we're going to explain in a little workshop how to get your unemployment benefits from Florida. So there's databases. Like I said, you just take the database of people who've requested it and run it through the database of people who are in prison. That seems like a pretty easy one to weed out. You know, in the old days, if you applied for unemployment, the tricky part was they might call you in and ask you to confirm that you are who you are and that you actually had a job, that you lost a job, are you looking for work, and you'd have to go through some process. And I understand now that's all by the wayside. Now it's all being done by computers. Problem is, of course, computers do what they're told to do and don't do what they're not told to do. And somebody didn't ask the computer, go search that database. So they should have done that. So it's a crazy story out of both California and Florida. The Associated Press ran it, so it's been widely reported. Jason sent it to me. Thanks a lot. Thousands of Florida inmates have defrauded the California Coronavirus Unemployment Fund, according to a report. There you go. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Keyboard not found. Press any key to continue.